Connor's here with the business.
Thanks, Brian. Consumers are opting for own label brands from discounters such as Aldi and Lidl in greater numbers, according to an interim management statement from Kerry Group. Kerry supplies own label brands to supermarkets such as Tesco, Aldi and Sainsbury's, as well as its standalone brands including Lolo, Denny and Charleville Cheese. The company says the market in the UK and Ireland remains very competitive, with consumer spending subdued. Visitors to this weekend's Tullamore Agricultural Show will be able to take part in what's being billed as Ireland's first online auction for livestock. It's being organised by LivestockLive.com, founded by Tullamore native Brendan Hannigan, who's here to tell us how it will all work. Good morning to you, Brendan. So history will be made at the weekend, the first ever virtual hammer to come down on livestock.
Good morning, Connor. Yes, that's true. LivestockLive.com is the first online animal auction website in Ireland. It allows buyers and sellers of livestock to place animals onto the website and give a larger amount of animals for buyers to see and to buy. It allows the buyer to preload funds onto the website. So for the seller, it is a guaranteed secure way of ensuring that they are getting paid for their animals.
And you've been doing this in the UK, so obviously you've had more than a trial run at this point.
Absolutely. We're 5 months now in England, in the UK, running the platform of LivestockLive.com. And we've had a very successful period. We've sold over 500 animals now in what is a revolutionary way of buying and selling livestock. It also allows the animals to have less movement around the country, which gives also less stress on the animals and the reduced risk of spreading diseases. It gives huge traceability as well to the end user or to factories where we've had the scare of the horse meat scandal over the last couple of years. Over the last couple of months, we've signed Viastar, who are one of Ireland's largest beef exporters, and between Viastar and our partners in Europe, they buy and sell over 200,000 animals in Europe and across Ireland. So they're buying online now with Livestock Live.
How do you go about getting buy-in, though? I mean, it seems quite incredible, first of all, that it's taken till 2014, given how much of our commerce takes place online, for livestock to make what seems a very logical step.
Absolutely, and sometimes the simplest things are the hardest things to spot. But the buying and selling of livestock has been done in the traditional way for many years. We believe that Livestock Live will enhance the marts, because people can put their animals up for sale prior to going to a mart. They get free 30 days on the LivestockLive.com website. And buyers and sellers can go to the mart knowing what's going to be there, but also knowing that the people bidding also have the guaranteed secure payments to pay for it. One thing that I must make very clear is that before the deal is finally closed and the completion button is pressed, the delivery and or collection of the animals must happen, and therefore the buyers and sellers must see the animals. They have to be as advertised, and the quality, the weight and everything must be
correct. You won't be doing that bit over Skype then, no?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't buy animals myself without seeing them, and therefore we wouldn't expect anyone else.
Finally, Brendan, because we're just about out of time, but what's your end in all this? How does Livestock Live make money?
Well, Livestock Live makes €10 per animal from the buyer and from the seller. And at Tullamore Show on Sunday, we have two animals which people can register online now, and they can bid on the animals. They're currently set at a massive reduced reserve price of €1. And we're hoping that we'll have a great day at Tullamore Show and make history in on the day.
That could be a bargain for someone indeed, by the sounds of Brendan Hannigan. Thanks very much. In currency news, that euro will get you just under $1, 34 cents and 79.5 pence sterling.
Connor, thank you.